freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is your show. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You take control anytime. Just dial in. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Jason's filling in for the Manwich, who is not with us for tonight. He won't be here until probably Monday or Tuesday next week. So if you need a fix, you can always log on to freetalklive.com and grab the archives, because the last 6 days worth of the show are there. If you like need your Manwich fix, I guess, you can tune into any one of the last 6 days on the house. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. They're just right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So, again, Jason, thanks for coming in tonight.
No problem.
Helping out here, because we always enjoy having you. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. So we've got a lot to talk about tonight, but again, you can interrupt the show anytime and literally bring up anything. If you don't, that means we have to bring stuff up. And here's a story out of Estes Park, wherever that is. I think it's in Colorado. Anyway, one of the trustees there, David Habecker, who refuses to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at town meetings on Friday, sued his fellow town officials and the committee seeking to recall him. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to stop the recall effort on the grounds that Habecker has a First Amendment right not to recite the pledge for both freedom of speech and freedom of religion reasons. His lawsuit calls the phrase, "under God and the pledge, a government establishment of religion," in violation of the U.S. Constitution.
Yep.
The lawsuit also asked the judge to stop the recitation of the pledge during board of trustees meetings, a practice that began in mid-2004. Now, it sounds like trustees is what they call their town legislators.
Right.
I don't know what. I mean, I guess some people call them selectmen. Trustees here in Tampa Bay, they're commissioners.
Right.
So that's kind of what he is. Town bureaucrat. Estes Park town attorney Greg White says he's not seen the lawsuit and could not comment. Habecker and his wife have lived in this area of this Estes Park for since 1977, so that's a long time.
Long-term residence.
He is opposed to the phrase "under God," not only because it violates his religious convictions, but also because he conscientiously believes the phrase is at odds with our constitutional system of secular government, his lawsuit said. A fellow town trustee has called Habecker unpatriotic.
Oh, throwing that around.
Pulling out the old guns there.
All right.
Yeah, so you're unpatriotic if you don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Is that right?
Yeah, taking a page out of old Joe McCarthy's book.
Now, he's not saying that. He's not suing these people over the pledge itself. His real issue is with the one line. His issue is with the "under God" part. And that's an argument that some people have made before, is that, and they're right, the pledge really originally didn't have that term in it. It didn't have those words in it. And it was added during the McCarthy era actually, mm-hmm. when our government was trying to prove that we're a God-loving nation. And so they added the "in God we trust" to the currency.
Ugh.
They added the "under God" to the pledge. But the people who are taking this issue with the pledge aren't going far enough, in my opinion.
How so?
Well, it's one thing to say that you have a problem with the "under God" thing, and you can make a pretty strong argument, at least I think.
The First Amendment does say government cannot respect any establishment of religion.
Right, and that doesn't, and saying "under God," the argument that the religious people might come back with is that, well, it doesn't establish a particular religion, but it does establish some sort of acceptance of a supreme being, which is basically a religion. Because there are some people that live in this country that don't subscribe to any religion. There are some people that don't subscribe to religions that have the word God anywhere in them. So, clearly, I think that this guy's right on his position.
Absolutely.
But I don't think he's going far enough. I think he needs to be suing because they're saying the Pledge of Allegiance, period, regardless of whether it has "under God" in it or not. Because he's never going to get these people to take "under God" out and say the pledge without "under God." And that's not what he's asking for. He's asking for them to stop saying the pledge, which is good. Because of this, the pledge was created in the late 1800s by, of all people, a man named Francis Bellamy. Now, nobody knows that name, but he's a socialist.
That's right.
So at the beginning of any sort of meeting that this guy has to attend as part of being one of the town's trustees, he would have to recite a socialist pledge of allegiance?
While probably holding his hand over his heart or making some sort of gesture. It's silly.
It's not only silly, it's patently anti-American.
Oh, indeed.
The reason the pledge was brought about was because this guy, like all, you know, the communist, socialist people, they have their plan for America. We read the 10 communist planks, I think it was last week on this show, and they know exactly what needs to be done in order to make a country a communist country. Or, in this case, a socialist country, which is just one hop, skip, and a jump away from a communist country.
Right.
They know that you have to indoctrinate the people with this kind of ultra-worshipping respect for the state.
That's right. That it's indoctrinated in people that that the politicians are almost a completely separate entity from the rest of the American people. They are of a higher caste than we are.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Well, why should I pledge allegiance to the flag exactly? Why can't I just be a free, sovereign individual? Why do I have to pledge allegiance to anything?
That's not allowed. Besides, we're already pledging our allegiance through heavy taxes, giving, I think it's almost half of our yearly earnings to the government.
Something
for
like
taxes.
That. Yeah, on average, it's about half, yeah. And so I got a real problem with this pledge. And people are going to call me unpatriotic. That's what this guy's being labeled.
Yeah.
He's unpatriotic because he doesn't want to say the pledge. No, he's probably the most patriotic person in the room.
Absolutely. So
Even though he doesn't realize the origins behind the pledge.
If being patriotic is blindly following your leaders and the fellows who say, well, you ought to do this and you ought not do that. I'm a politician. I know what's going on. I mean, that is the most unpatriotic. People who I talk to, when I say, yeah, I voted for Michael Badnarik in the 2004 election.
Libertarian
say,
presidential candidate.
And they say, oh, so you wasted your vote. No. A wasted vote is one that is spent because you're voting for somebody who's not somebody else. Someone who you don't respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's preposterous.
Someone who doesn't agree with your politics. Someone who is not going to give you what you want. I mean, if what you want is totalitarianism, vote for George Bush or John Kerry.
Absolutely.
If what you want is bigger government, more intrusive, more oppressive, vote for a Republican or Democrat.
Tighter reins on social issues.
Yeah.
If you want gays to continue to be treated at sub-level status or subhuman status, go with either of those two.
You know, you made a great point about what is and what is not patriotic. What this person is, the people who this town trustee called this man unpatriotic for not wanting to recite the pledge. No, there's a difference here. What he is the patriot. The rest of them are nationalists.
Yes.
That's the correct word for people that. Yeah, well, let's wave the flag. Yeah, America, wave the flag. Flag-waving nationalists. You've got to say the Pledge of Allegiance, otherwise you're not a patriot. They always pull out that line.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a blatant lie. It's people that say that don't know what they're talking about. People that don't want to recite the pledge are the patriots. They're the people that realize that, whether or not, again, they know where the origins are from, that there's something wrong with the Pledge of Allegiance. And of course, what is wrong is that it was designed by a socialist for socialist indoctrination of the school children in this nation. It was intended to be used in the schools, and of course the...
Get them while they're young.
The education people picked right up on it, and the real spooky thing is, it didn't used to be the hand over your heart. It used to be the hand starting at the chest and going straight out in front. A lot like the Nazi salute. Hey, funny thing, they're socialists too.
How about
that? This is Free Talk Live. Take control at 800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list. Whenever there's something new to tell you about the show, we'll send it straight to your email box, and you'll be the first person to know about it. If you remember the updates list, and it's free at freetalklive.com. Now, again, you can take control, hijack the airwaves anytime just by dialing in at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll continue to bring up what we want. Right before we left for a moment there, we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
There's someone who is he's a trustee, a commissioner, or a selectman from, I guess it looks like Colorado, where whenever the town meeting starts, everybody says the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, he decided that he didn't want to do that. And he's a longtime resident of the town. He decided he didn't want to have anything to do with that process anymore. So he stopped. Well, apparently, the fact that he doesn't even want to say the pledge has incensed some individuals within this area. They have attempted now to recall him, which, of course, means they elected him. Now they want to recall him.
Right.
And people have called him unpatriotic. The recall committee has accused him of unethically hiding his views on the pledge from voters during the 2002 mm-hmm. town election. The lawsuit said the pledge wasn't being recited at meetings at the time and thus was not an issue. So, I mean, why are you going to even talk about that when you're running from office? I mean, of course he's going to not bring that up.
Right. I mean, when you're running for office, you're not going to bring up absolutely everything that you have a stance on.
Right. It's silly. So he's now turning around and suing the other selectmen in the town for bringing this recall up against him. I mean, it's turning into a nasty situation, and you know, I really feel for the guy. I'm on his side 100%. Not for the reasons necessarily that he says, although I am an atheist, so I don't agree with the under God part. But after I learned the real truth behind the pledge, I just want to throw the whole thing out the window.
Yeah.
Now it's interesting. I was on the phone today with a program director somewhere in this country, and he asked me, well, he said, you know, I've got a conservative radio station here. Of course, I'm trying to get it on his station, and you know, I've got a conservative radio station. Do you things that would offend conservatives? And I said, well, we're pro liberty. You know, we're pro freedom on this show. We want to get the government out of your lives. And that's the game that the conservatives play. They talk a great game about getting the government out of your lives.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, even George Bush is still talking about it.
Oh, yeah. He'll talk about smaller government.
Right.
But does he really do anything about it?
Yeah. Well, when it comes to the pen hitting the paper, this man signs every single bill that comes across his desk.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody that was committed to even somewhat small government would have to veto virtually everything that comes across one's desk. So I kind of made the point to the dude that we understand what these people want and what they say, but we're going to point out the lies when they make them. And that's, of course, all the time. So will this show offend conservatives? Depends on what kind of a conservative you are.
Yeah.
We'll
offend liberals as well.
Oh, absolutely. If you're a real conservative who really does want to shrink government, you probably won't be offended by too much that we say here.
You'll probably like it, as a matter of fact.
Well, right. If you're a real patriot, someone who really does love this nation, whether you're a liberal or conservative, so to speak, and I hate those terms. I hate them. If you're someone who loves the Constitution, who really appreciates the Founding Fathers and the concepts that brought about this country, you'll like this show.
If you don't want to be reduced to a term that Thomas Jefferson used, automatons of misery.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I really like it too.
That's the road we're going down.
That's what people are being turned into.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to piss some people off. I mean, getting on the air in the United States of America in today's climate, in this nationalistic fervor that we have in this country, getting on the air and saying, I think we should abolish the Pledge of Allegiance, is going to make some people mad.
And in saying this, we would be called unpatriotic.
We would be called unpatriotic, but the person who would be calling us that would have no idea what a patriot really is.
No.
That person is a nationalist.
They have their hand firmly pressed against their eyes and just sort of feeling around.
A nationalist is someone who believes that the country's right no matter what it does. That America is the best country in the world no matter how oppressive it'll get. It's America! This is my country! It's America! How dare you talk bad about America? I'm not talking bad about the people in America. I'm talking bad about the United States federal government. The United States federal government isn't America. They're the people that we entrusted to guard our rights, to guard our liberties, to guard, to ensure that we have the chance at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what they're supposed to be there for.
But what they're doing is exactly the opposite.
Right. They're sucking the life out of this country. They're a huge parasite these days. So if you're paying attention, and if you can listen, then maybe you'll understand where we're coming from. The pledge was written by a socialist. National Socialist Party? Ever heard of that before?
commonly referred to as the Nazis.
How many people don't know that that's what it stands for?
I would say a good deal.
As a matter of fact, we had a caller a little while back, Brandon, called in and told us that in his high school history class, the teacher had a test, and on the test it asks, well, what does Nazi stand for? And the choice of the answers were something like socialism, communism, totalitarianism, and fascism, and he's like marked D, all of the above, and he got it wrong. But he's really pretty much right. I mean, they were all of those three.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Well, I know you and I don't really put much stock into what government-run school officials, the teachers, say.
Well, this guy was teaching out of a textbook.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't really know what he was teaching.
Oh, yeah. I had a teacher like that, and I went to private school.
Really?
I had a moron history teacher like that trying to... He was reading it right out of the book. He was relating the tale of when Teddy Roosevelt apparently was out hunting and he came across a bear cub. And instead of shooting the bear cub, he spared its life. Now, my professor was reading straight out of the book and he was telling it, saying, Teddy Roosevelt came across this bear cub and he started sparring with the bear cub. They were trading blows and that's how the teddy bear got its name. And my friend and I actually knew how the story went. It's probably not true anyways, but we had to correct our teacher on it, and it wasn't the first time, and it wouldn't prove.
It proved class.
Yeah, it proved not to be the last.
Ooh, that's got to be an embarrassing moment for a teacher.
Well, his response was, find me a document that proves that he didn't spar that bear cub, and then you'll be right. Thanks a lot, Teach.
Hey, here's something that from RexCurry.net, where he just tears apart the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a lawyer in the Florida area, in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and this is like his thing. I mean, he's against the pledge big time. He's done some serious digging on the Bellamy, the Francis Bellamy, who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance in the late 1800s. Francis Bellamy had a cousin by the name of Edward Bellamy, who was also a socialist, and Edward Bellamy was an author. He had a novel, a totalitarian socialist novel called Looking Backwards. And Francis was constantly promoting his cousin's novel. I mean, they two big-time known socialists back in the day. And apparently in this novel, society has become one giant socialist monopoly. Men are treated like military draftees from the age of 21 till 45 in society's industrial army. Bellamy's glorification of the military includes government assignment of all jobs. Everyone is issued ration cards, which are used to draw goods from government storehouses. Sound like communist Russia to you?
A little bit.
This is the guy who wrote the pledge. This is the stuff that he supports. Is there any wonder why we're against it? If you're a real patriot, you should be against the Pledge of Allegiance. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free. Dial us up. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And again, you can join the show and literally take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. Personal, political, you got a rant you want to get off your chest, you got an issue or an agenda that you want to push, by all means, dial in 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also tune in live online at freetalklive.com. The live stream is right there for you. Maybe your signal from your local affiliate is just not cutting it, or maybe you just don't have a local affiliate. Then go ahead and log on at freetalklive.com. But if you don't have a local affiliate carrying Free Talk Live, we want you to have one.
Oh, yeah.
So go to your phones tomorrow during business hours. Call your local talk stations. Talk to the program director. Let them know that you love listening to Free Talk Live and you want to hear it on their radio station 6 nights per week. So I think I'm done with this flag issue, or not the flag issue, but the Pledge of Allegiance issue. It's definitely a big issue for me. Whenever it comes up, I mean, we don't really push it a lot on the show, but whenever,
but we'll talk about it when it comes up.
Yeah, when it comes up, I am not going to hold back my opinions on this one, as unpopular as they might be. People in this country need to realize the origins behind the pledge and why we need to stop saying it. We need to stop having our kids say it when they're growing up and they're going to government schools. It's indoctrinating our children to become good little citizens,
yep,
good little socialist citizens.
Obey the state.
So where are we going next, Jason?
We are going to Idaho.
What's going on?
Well, in an effort to quiet down the lunchroom chatter at Athol Elementary, a stoplight has been mounted that monitors decibel levels and signals teachers to turn out the lights when the kids get too noisy.
Really?
Yep. The stoplight is mounted on the lunchroom wall and goes from...
They used to do that. Now, I totally didn't remember that until you just said it. They used to turn out the lights when I was in elementary school.
Yeah. Turn out the lights. Everybody be quiet.
Uh-huh.
Everybody be quiet. Well, it's mounted on the lunchroom wall, goes from green, then to yellow, flashes yellow, then it'll turn red. That's when you know the kids are being really raucous.
Jeez.
The sound meter can be adjusted to go off at anywhere from 54 decibels to more than 100 decibels, and just for the sake of comparison, noise from a washing machine is about 75 decibels.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is 60 decibels, what I'm saying right now, the volume that I'm speaking. If you start shouting, you're up to 70 or 80.
Yeah, and you expect a cafeteria full of grade school children to keep their voices down?
No way.
Not a chance.
Five kids is gonna knock you past 60, even if they're just talking.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder what level they're going to set it at.
I don't know.
Does it say in the article anywhere?
Doesn't.
Not that it really matters. It's does. Silly.
Doesn't say.
Well, continue.
Well, the move comes because of the lunchroom's poor acoustic and tile floors. This is according to the principal.
Well, that's no shocker. I mean, government has historically been bad at doing everything, so it's not a shocker that they'd be bad at designing a lunchroom.
True. Well, when the light turns red, the lunchroom stays dark, and the youngsters have to stay silent until the talk light resets.
Or else,
the ones who continue to talk will have to write 50 times, "I will not talk during lights out."
No, you just made that up. Does it say that in the article?
It says it right there.
Really?
Yep. Have to write 50 times, "I will not talk during lights out." said Renee Johnson, a lunchroom supervisor. Well,
do they have to write it during lunch, or can they write it any time and then turn it in later?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Doesn't say. Probably after lunch, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everybody is cheering, us included. Fourth grader Ethan Stiles recently grumbled as the light turned red just after he sat down to eat his lunch. And I think he puts it quite succinctly when he says, "It's stupid and it stinks."
You know, just amazing what is going on here. Now, if that was at a private school, I'd have nothing to say about it.
Because parents opted to put their child in that school,
right,
and they know full well, or they ought to anyways, they ought to know full well what they're getting into.
Exactly. And I think it's just a silly idea to try and stop kids. How does it hurt anybody to have kids be loud at lunch? Is it because maybe they wouldn't be able to hear a fire alarm go off or something like that? If there was a, what's the rationale behind making kids be quiet at lunchtime?
I think it might go back to the allegiance argument. Just keep them in line. Keep the kids in line. Make sure they
just
don't step out of bounds.
Just to give them another rule to follow, basically.
Get used to it, kids. You'll be following a lot of them.
Good point. Because, I mean, I think the only thing I could possibly think of is if there was some sort of an emergency and there was a fire alarm going off, that they wouldn't be able to hear it. But if you've ever heard a fire alarm go off at a school, you know that that's not the case. I mean, no amount of kids chattering and yelling would obscure a fire alarm.
Especially in a cafeteria, which apparently has poor acoustics and is conducive to loud, booming, echoous noises. The fire alarm would most certainly take precedent over the kids' chatter.
I think you're absolutely right that it's designed to keep kids in line. Keep them quiet.
I can't see any other reason for it.
If you've got an answer, I'd love to hear it, please.
Yeah.
Maybe you work at a school. Maybe you can clue us in as to the reason, the rationale, if there is any, behind these silly little rules. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's so good not to be in school anymore, isn't it?
No.
You can actually get things done.
Well,
you're still
K through 12.
You're in college.
I'm a college boy. Yeah.
And you're going to a community college.
Yes.
Right now. And so you're still kind of in the government school system, just not at...
Yeah.
It's, what do they call it? High school with cigarettes now? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it's pretty much high school part two. That's what it equates to.
Yeah. Somebody on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com recently brought up the issue of abolishing taxes. And if we could, and I made the point that if we got rid of the taxes, and you mentioned them before, the 50% or so that we're paying in taxes every year, we would have a jump in wealth in this country.
Oh, yeah.
That you and I can't even imagine. Because even though the government's taking 50% of your income, that doesn't mean that if you had all that back, you'd be twice as wealthy.
Right.
Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
Well, because if you had that extra 50%, like if you make $20,000 a year and you lose $10,000 in taxes, and you had that $10,000 back, you'd have twice as much money, but the amount of wealth that you could create with that money would possibly be anywhere from 4 to 8 or more times the amount that you currently have today. The reason for that is because you spend your money the right way.
Exactly, because you know what's best. You know what your money ought to be going to.
Exactly. And government pisses your money away. They never spend it in the right place. They never spend the right amounts. They never make the right purchases. And so the money that government spends, the trillions of dollars that the government spends, goes for nothing. It does nothing to create wealth. They're only a parasite. They just suck wealth off of everyone else in this country. So when you're allowed to control even a little bit more of your money, the country gets more wealthy because of it. Let's go. We'll bring Ryan on. Ryan, in Cleveland, you're on here. Go ahead and throw a question out or make a few comments. We'll put you on hold because we're coming up.
Okay. Yeah, I was reading here. I get this really good book called Original Intent.
Okay.
On July 9th, 1777, Reverend Mr. Ducci was appointed chaplain of Congress. After he was appointed Congress, he said the prayer. The end of it says, "All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Savior. Amen."
Wait, is this a prayer that they still have these
days? That's the prayer when he made a prayer in Congress, because Mr. Ducci was the chaplain appointed by Congress. So.
Hang on, Ryan. 1-800-259-9231. I know they have a chaplain, but I didn't realize that it was that specific. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I've lost 26 pounds so far with Vim and Vigor.
What makes the 26 pounds Cindy lost with Vim and Vigor so wonderful is what it's done for her health.
I did have a high blood pressure and was on blood pressure medication. Before I started this, I went up and talked to my doctor about it. And he didn't see anything wrong with it. And slowly, my blood pressure has been dropping. And in fact, last week, my blood pressure was so low that they cut my blood pressure medication in half.
You can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Cindy, with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I would highly recommend using Vim and Vigor, as not only has it helped me lose weight, it has helped my blood pressure, helps me sleep better, and have more energy during the day.
Call right now at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, $25 off a 3-month supply, but you got to call Vim and Vigor now. 1-800-622-THIN. Hey, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have 3 young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the show you can literally take control of. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Hijack the airwaves at 800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com. There's a bunch of free stuff on that website, including the bulletin board system. We have literally got thousands of posts, hundreds of people there interacting on a daily basis at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. It's a lot of fun. We're going to get right back to the phones, though, and back to the fun. Let's talk again to Ryan in Cleveland. Ryan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. So now you mentioned something about a prayer that is said, I guess, in the National Congress. Is that right?
Yeah, on July 9th, the Reverend Mr. Ducci was the first appointed chaplain.
What year was this, in the 1700s?
July 9th, 1776.
Okay. Okay.
And he did a prayer. He was the first chaplain. And in the end, it says, "All this we ask in the name and through the merit of Jesus Christ, thy Son, and our Savior. Amen."
Well, that certainly sounds like an endorsement of religion.
Yes, and here's another one. Here's they started it. Britain did an embargo on the colonies because they separated from them. On July 7, 1777, a request was put into Congress that since Britain had the embargo, they couldn't import Bibles from Britain. They were short. So on September 11th, Congress authorized 20,000 Bibles to be brought in from Holland, Scotland, and anywhere else that could be found. If that's not an endorsement of religion, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's definitely a little
weird. You can find these all in the Congress National Papers.
Well, it's no shocker, Ryan, that the government does things that is unconstitutional. I mean, and it's interesting that you're pointing out instances of it almost immediately after this country was founded. Right. So
founded on Christianity. I mean, you should get this book. I find it to be one of the best books with everything in there, and then it gives you the where to find it.
Do you think that we need to take the pledge out of schools, Ryan?
No, I think we need to put the Bible back in school and get our morals back in this country, because that was the thing when our government started having anything to do with schools. The main thing was there were Bibles in all schools, and you learned about the Bible along with whatever else that was taught, adding social studies, arithmetic, whatever else. And it's been since 1931 is when there's been this total attack on Christianity. And they do not do any case law before 1933 anymore. In this book, Original Intent by David Barton, has all the different.
Well, we're not here to plug. We're not here to plug a book. So
yeah, but I mean, I think people should wake up to the fact.
Well, if you think people should do that, then you can post it on our BBS. This is Ryan. We got Ryan on the line from.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned that we need to get the Bible back into the curriculum. And because we need to return to morals, is that to say that those who are not men or women of faith are amoral?
I'm looking in the book, and there was a court case in Maryland. I can't find it, but the man said he would not say, "I swear to God," in the court. And the court society says, "Well, since you do not believe in God, you do not have any fear, and you cannot use as a witness." And he was not allowed to witness. Supreme Court decided, "Yes, you're right. If you do not believe in God, then you cannot believe anything you say, because you're not scared of what the life after may have or anything like that."
Well, you didn't answer Jason's question. Jason, can you answer it? Can you ask it again?
Yes, I want to know what Ryan thinks about this issue. It is, if we are not men or women of faith, is that to say that we are amoral?
Well, obviously, according to our forefathers, which I highly respect,
Ryan, how does Ryan feel about the issue? We're not talking about the forefathers. We're talking about how Ryan feels.
Well, let me say this again. I believe in the Constitution how it was originally meant. And when you start saying there's no such thing as nothing, according to our constitutional forefathers and what their decisions were in the late 1700s, early to mid-1800s, if you didn't have a belief in God, then it was very hard to believe anything you may say, because you had no fear of anything.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to fear was, who knows, whatever, if they're going to throw you in jail.
Okay, you keep repeating the same silliness about whether or not we have fear. But you should know that you're on the air with two atheists right now, just for the record.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that because of everything you say. A lot of what you're saying about is like with your views on murdering babies and...
Are we amoral? Ryan, because we're not religious?
According to the Christian Bible...
How about according to Ryan? How about, do you have your own opinions?
Immoral.
Do you have your own opinions, Ryan?
I'm giving you my opinions through the Bible.
Okay,
what the Bible says.
Uh-huh. Well, the Bible can say anything you damn well want it to say.
Well, no, it doesn't, because if you read the Bible right, it does not count.
Oh, if you read it right, if you read it in the way that Ryan reads it.
No, because, see, that's not true. See, the way I read it, it's because I'm reading it with an open mind. I'm not reading it to where everybody else, oh, the Bible constantly contradicts itself. Oh, the Bible says this. You know, the Bible has been changed how many times? I mean, our Father's name in heaven, Yahweh, his name was taken out of the Bible almost 7,000 times. How can you read a Bible and it says, "Praise my name," when you don't even know what his name is? Then all of a sudden, you don't even know what you're reading anymore.
So you're admitting then that people mistranslate and people have mistranslated
the Bible. Well, they did. They purposely did it. Well, when they first translated it, the scholars listened to the Jewish beliefs that said our Father's name was too sacred to say, and we should take it out.
Okay.
So they put it in. They replaced the name YHWH and put in LORD.
So why don't you write your own Bible then? Why don't you translate? Why don't you go and translate
it? There's some good Bibles that have his name back in. You can get it. The Scriptures, the Book of Yahweh, the Jerusalem Bible.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's just a great point that there are various different versions of this book out there. And
there are books that have been omitted.
They're not different. Well, they are different versions.
Ah, yes, they are.
They are. What they do is they take
the name
out.
Do you have more for Ryan, Jason? You've kind of been absorbing him. Do you have questions for Ryan? We're going to put you on hold, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
You're interesting. 1-800-259-9231. Think up something to ask Ryan.
Oh, I got a few things.
800-259-9231. If you want to talk to Ryan or agree with him or disagree with him, you can get on the phones as well. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. That's to join my Carotech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And don't forget, you can get interactive online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've sent in their pictures because they listen to the show and they want to show off the fact that they listen to the show, and that's the point of the Shrine. So log on at freetalklive.com and check it out. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Ryan in Cleveland.
Okay.
Ryan, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Now, Jason, have you thought up a question for Ryan?
Could I read one more thing and then he could ask me a question?
Is this going to be Ryan's opinions on something or somebody else's opinions?
Let me just say this, is I don't have too much conflict of interest when the things that I do read. I see they have a lot of morals to them. Well, here's this man, Supreme Court Justice James Urdel, who President Washington nominated, he says, but it is objected that the people of America may perhaps choose representatives who have no religion at all. And that
it is
pagan,
objected?
It is, okay, I'll read it. It is objected. Objected. O-B-J-E-C-T-E.
Okay.
It is objected that the people of America may perhaps choose representatives who have no religion at all, which is you, and that pagans may be admitted into offices.
but it is never to be supposed that the people of America will trust their dearest rights to persons who have no religion at all, or a religion material different from their own. That's the Supreme Court Justice that George Washington nominated.
So the translation there is that Americans won't... they won't trust people who don't have the same religion as their own and therefore won't elect them?
Well, if they don't believe their religious beliefs. Yeah, well, people have different...
Well, that's how some people are. Some people are closed-minded like that. Now, I find that the people in my life that don't know... When I meet somebody new, I don't tell them, "Hey, my name's Ian. I'm an atheist. It's nice to meet you. What church do you go to?" No, I don't do that. I just get to know them on a person-to-person basis, and they like me because I'm a likable, at least I think I am.
Well,
people seem to like me. I'm friendly. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah,
I have morals. And then maybe down the line, after 6 months to a year, they might discover somehow, maybe someone else tells them, or it somehow comes up, that I don't go to church, that I don't believe in a God.
Well, I don't go to church either.
Okay, well, that's fine, that I don't believe in a God, and they still respect for me. And if someone was to lose respect for me because of that, they're not someone that I want to be friends with.
Certainly.
Well, you know, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Ryan, Jason, you didn't have a chance to ask Ryan the question. You better ask it now.
It totally slipped my mind.
All I'm saying is, this is the greatest nation in the world, they said for years and years, and all of a sudden, in the last 50 years, it's the most immoral of what our forefathers says was moral.
Well, that's I would say that that's because the government has gotten involved. The government has gotten involved in education. I mean, you talk about bringing the Bible back into the classroom.
I think,
Ryan, that you absolutely should be able to bring the Bible back into classrooms as long as you're going to build the classrooms and have your own school where the Bible's involved. If I want to have my own school where there is no Bible, then I should be able to have that as well.
See,
and that's why we need to get the government out of education.
Our forefathers said the Bible needs to be in the schools.
Then why would they have... Then why is there a First Amendment?
Go build a school then. Go put people into school and put Bibles in front of them. I've got no problem with that. Just don't force my kids to do it. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Oh, we've got the Reverend Bart on the line in Texas. He wanted to talk to Ryan, so, well, hopefully he'll hang on. This is your show, because we'll talk to you, Reverend Bart.
Sure.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
If you're tired...